Hitching back from Italy, on the ferry home, she was struck by two young bronzed French women. Their hair shorn as crew cuts, they wore tailored black leather bomber jackets, accessorised with neatly studded women's symbols, short mod skirts over golden shapely legs, in white ankle socks and DM shoes. Feminist wit perfected à la mode, impossible to become them. That autumn, at her women's liberation group's jumble sale, she found a standard housewife's three-quarter-length leather coat and studded in her name and women's symbol. British pre-punk feminist irony to wear on her new motorbike. It often broke down as she drove through Devon floods to the art school where she was learning about Duchamp's nude descending a staircase, but she honed in on Linda Nochlin's realism. 50 years later, she remembers the clothes she wore, but the angles of her young body remain vague. To prevent misreading, she stopped writing her nickname in capital letters.